Amar Rav Elazar machlokes b'shneihem adukim b'tayfes b'shneihem b'tayreif. We're going now on the case of shneihem adukim b'shtar. We said the din is yachloiku. Machlokes here means yachloiku. Machlokes, the din of yachloiku is dafka shneihem adukim b'tayfes b'shneihem b'tayreif. Aval echad aduk b'tayfes ve'echad aduk b'tayreif zenaitel tayfes zenaitel tayreif. But we already had the rule that Zeh Neitla Ad Mokim Shiyadei Magas and Zeh Neitla Ad Mokim Shiyadei Magas, that everyone gets whatever is in his hand. So Rav Elazar is Mechadish that din applies to Ishtar as well. That each person gets whatever is Tachas Yadai, he gets the Typhus and he gets the Tyrif. And the Gemara soon will ask what that means. What does it mean you get the Typhus and you get the Tyrif? Rav Yechanan Amar Lo Eilam Chalkin. Now the Gemara in the Havamina thinks it's a machlokes. Rabbi Yechon is arguing. Rabbi Yechon says la'olam chayalkin. I feel echad aduk b'tayfes, echad aduk b'tayrif. But Tanya is a night like welcome shiadim agas. By tzricha dekoy tayrif beimitzi. The Gemara says Rabbi Yechon is talking with the tayrif is in the middle. Yihachi ma'ilam emra by tzricha de makarav gabichad. Ma'u detei ma'amalei playkachi kamash malan damalei mechazes de pagasachi playkachi. The way Rashi learns the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Elazar are not arguing. There's no machlokes here. And everyone agrees that Zenaitel Ad Mokim Shiyad Magas applies to Shtar. Gemara, just Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Elazar are talking in two different cases. One's talking when it's in the middle, one's talking when it's on the side. And everyone agrees that din is Yachlaiku. So Gemara asks, what does Yachlaiku mean? Amalei Ravachim Diftaylo Ravino, Abelazadam is Neitel Taif, Zenaitel Tairif. Lomali, Chilotzor, Apitzli, Chusei Tzarech. What's he cutting the shtar in half to use it as a piece of paper? Amalei, Lidmei, Damahachi, Shtar, Damahachi, Shtar, this base man Kamishavi, less base man Kamishavi, Shtar, this base man Kam Gavi Mishavdi, either like Gavi Mishavdi, Yavle Hefta, Beni Beni, and you do it that way. Right, so this is what we have to understand these two lines of Gemara. Gemara here says that if you have a shtar and one person's holding the tayrif and one person's holding the typhus. Again, the tayrif is the top half, which has what information? Tayrif? Tayrif is the particular information, the details. The details in the shtar are the top part in the tayrif. The typhus is the bottom half, which has the normal nusach of every shtar. And it happens to be that the signature of the Edom is also in the typhus. So one of them has the tayrif, one of them has the typhus. So the Gemara is saying that what we do is we shots up the relative value of each of what each person is holding. And what each person is holding, that's what he gets the shavius. So why which is worth more, the typhus or the tayrif? So the Gemara says the one that has this man, that's worth more, and that's the one that gets more. You're not going to be able to fix it now. All right, so this is the Gemara. Now right away... So the thing we have to understand really with the whole sugya is that a shtar that's ripped in half is not worth anything. This man without the Edom is nothing, and the Edom without this man is nothing. Rashi tries to take apart the different problems of each half of the shtar and to answer the kasha, although it seems that Rashi hasn't answered it totally. The bottom Rashi says, Torah Fadif Metaifis, Dispe Mokim Hazman, Ilu Shem Hamalva Valaiva Vamois, Ksuvim Av Metaifis. Next time you're at a chasna, take a good look at the ksuba. You'll see that on the ksuba, in the end of the shtar, it reviews the name of the chas and the kala. It says it over in the very last section of the shtar, because there's a din that will chayzin yani shoshtar at the end of the shtar. So the Rashi, so both halves have the names of the people. And now that a week, could now cost him a mile of money, more matter, Messiah, more mile of Messiah, more matter, more now call it a rakah. Of his man, loy mahadr. The only thing that's not reviewed is this man. This man is only in the top. Correct Rashi, what about Hasima Sa'idim? What about Hasima Sa'idim? What about Hasima Sa'idim? Mishtar is nothing. Imishum chasimis ha'edim, tachas ha'tayfis. So the Gemara is like, Shimon Gamliel, maida b'shtar shekosvei, tzarf l'kaimai, v'hai maida shekosvei hu. So what's Rashi saying? That here you don't even need a chasimis ha'edim. You don't need to have the Edim signature, because maida b'shtar shekosvei, we're going down that ain't tzarf l'kaimai. And therefore, there's no need to the signature of the Edim, we don't really need. And therefore, Zok Rashi, there's no problem with the signature of the eight.
So it's two shtars.
What?
So collect twice each shtar.
What do you mean each?
You cut it in half.
Cut in half and collect twice.
Yeah,
I thought they're not.
Why not? Everything's
kosher. I thought they're not. So if not, what's a shtar? What's a shtar in a shtar that's half one way and half the other way? All right. So first of all, Tosis asked this kasha on Rashi. Taisvis has a few problems with Rashi. First of all, Taisvis asks that this which Rashi says about Shitach Raina, that it's repeated at the end. So Taisvis holds that we paskin, that we don't paskin from Shitach Raina Vishtar. But more importantly, Taisvis asks that the whole Rashi doesn't make sense. If you're going to look at the Taifis without the Tairif, and the Tairif without the Taifis, then Bechlal isn't the Yikir Manai. If you have a shtar that's ripped in half, Avad is not a shtar. If you have only the typhus or only the tariff, it's nothing. So the whole idea of Rashi seems to be a problem, which is really a problem in the Gemara, that what does it mean you give him Mokim Shiyadei Magas and him Mokim Shiyadei Magas? What's a pshat? So the way Nachlas David is Masber Rashi is very gishmak. The Nachlas David says, there's a halacha that if you have a shtar and part of it became erased, let's say it got wet, it got erased, there's a tishtusha isis. Some of the isis became erased. So now you have a problem. You have a shtar with part of the isis erased. But if you have Edim that saw the shtar, they saw it before it was erased, and they come to Bezdin, they can give information that fills in the missing part of the shtar. Or the truth is, lavdafka, if they saw it before, if they saw the halvah, they can give the information which is going to be mashlim, whatever is missing in the shtar. Here, where one person's holding the typhus, and one person's holding the tariff, this person only has the typhus, this person only has the tariff. But we know that there's a second half to the shtar. We know that when the person's holding the tariff, he's missing the typhus. But we know that there's a typhus. It's no worse than if we would have Edom who walk in and tell us that they saw, that they remember seeing the typhus. We know the typhus exists. How do we know it exists? It's in the other person's hand. But b'mitzius, we know that this is part of a whole shtar. So Rashi holds that when you're holding a typhus, it's ki'ilu, you have the typhus, and the tariff, you have al pi edim. And when you're holding the tariff, it's ki'ilu, you have the tariff, and you have the typhus al pi edim. So that the edis bal peh is mashlim, whatever is missing in the shtar. Be'etzem, if I'm holding typhus, you're holding tariff, we're equal. Because I'm holding part of the shtar, and the other part of the shtar have edim, that it exists. So that's fine. So therefore, it's a perfectly good shtar. The only thing that is a nafkamina, if I have a shtar on the halva, or edis palpeh on the halva, what's the only nafkamina? Is only this man for mishubadim. It's the only to be able to buy for mishubadim. So the one who has this man, he has the kayach of moning on mishubadim, because he has this man bishtar, and bishtar you manai for mishubadim. The one who doesn't have this man, he, the one who's holding Hastis the typhus, he's missing this man. He has this man with Eidus Baal Peh. Having this man with Eidus Baal Peh is not enough to Manai Mishubad. So Memela, there's an adifus to the one who has this man Bishtar over the one who doesn't have this man Bishtar. But as far as everything else in the Shtar, there's no problem. Everything else that's in the Shtar, what's the problem? He has a complete shtar. This is the understanding of Rashi Shita.
The point of that, and that is, there is two shtars, right?
What?
There is two shtaris.
There aren't two shtaris. There are two halves to a shtar.
Each half has
Eidus Baal Peh that says that the other half exists. But you can't take a shtar repeated half of Manai twice if double push. Now let's look at Tosis Pshat. Now Tosis didn't like this which Rashi said. That's Maidim Shtar Shakosvai. So let's see the Lashon in Tosis. Tosis needs a little Havana. Elavada Yesh Loimer. A little more than halfway down Tosis. Let's see Tosis says. Tosis says, Vada Yesh Loimer. Now listen to Tosis Svara. B'mesha Hashtar Nifsal Ein Shavin. Anything which if the shtar was missing it, it would be possible. We don't shatz up. The kach shavah kishatayfis shita achas minatayfis kamay tayfis loivu ma'avu mois veidim. It doesn't matter if you're grabbing one line or everything else. Vashtar ain't a kasha b'loizeh kamay b'loizeh. Listen, Taisa Svara. Whatever is needed for the shtar is nothing to talk about. Whatever you're holding, you're equal. Doesn't matter. Aval zman shashtar kasha b'loizmanay. Be'etzem, a shtar is kasha without zman. It just came on from a shubad. But a shtar is kasha without zman. Shamin kama shava. That we do shatz up. So what's Taisa Svara? If I'm holding a part which is ma'akiv in the shtar, so I don't have any special yichus. I'm just as good as the other fellow. If I'm holding a part that's not ma'akiv in the shtar, aha, then I'm better off than the other one, than the other person. That Svara makes sense.
Like the gold in the talent.
What?
Like the gold in the talent. If I'm holding some of it, it's getting a gas on it, then what I'll be holding over it, I'll get.
But by talis, if I'm holding more of the talis, I get more of the talis. If I'm holding less of the talis, I get less. Whatever's tachas yadah, I get. By shtar, was saying a very funny thing. Was saying, if I grab more and more of the shtar, it doesn't help me anything. I could be holding the Adam's names in the shtar, the Malvin's name, the Leiva's name. The other person could be holding one line, and we're equal. Because whatever is needed for the shtar is needed for the shtar. And then we're equal.
The shtar itself isn't worth anything. It's what the shtar stands for.
Since it's for what the shtar stands for, you're right. But it comes out that my extra grabbing of anything doesn't help except zman. Something which is not ma'akiv in the shtar, my holding it is a taiva to me. I gain. Something which is ma'akiv in the shtar, Taisa says, my holding it won't help me. It won't help me. Something which a shtar has to have without it, it's possible. If I'm holding the malva's name or the loiva's name, without the loiva's name, I'm a shtar. I'm holding the loiva's name, I gain nothing. If I'm holding this man, which is not ma'akiv, then I gain something. What's the svara?
That's what people do. You're going to go and say, oh, if you're holding on more, so we'll split. But then it comes out, both shtars are possible. According to Taisa, Taisa's understanding, you split it, your mom is split it. So if you're going to go and actually do that,
so Taka comes out. You know what it's like? If you had to explain this Taisa, it's like a behemoth. You said when they're holding a behemoth, you also say each person gets whatever's in his hands. So let's say one person is holding the front legs of the behemoth, and the other person is holding the back part of the behemoth. So we say we give the person the front legs of the behemoth. Do we say, well, front legs by themselves, without a heart and a lung, will be a piece of nevela? We'll give them the value of nevela. Do we say that? No. It's pashit that when you're holding a behemah, whatever is totally in the chiyus ha-behemah, you have a living behemah. So let's say you're holding, somebody is, the shneim holding onto a behemah. One person is pulling it by its head, and one person is pulling it by its legs. So whatever is tachas yodei they get, and the rest they split. We don't say that if I'm holding the head tachas yodei, what's a head worth? There's no meat to eat. What are you going to eat in the head? The tongue? There's very little worth anything. So, and the other person's holding the back head. He's got all the meat. So the person holding the head will say, what do you mean? I have the makim shechita. Without me, you can't shech the animal. So you should get the value of nevela. It's not a taina. Why? Because I'm holding part of a living animal. You can't tell me What I'm holding is not part of a living animal. A maisa, what I'm holding is this dechius habehema. You can't take away. It's a davar pashut. So anything, you know, on the behema that I'm going to say I'm holding something that keeps it alive, it's not going to help you. The other person is also holding part of the chiyus part of a living animal. A shtar, the same thing. Whatever is the chiyus of the shtar, whatever you need for the shtar to be kosher, you can't say I'm holding the name. The shtar your half is a dead shtar. The emes is it's part of a living shtar. It's part of a good shtar. So whatever the chiyus of the behema or the chiyus of the shtar is totally in. It doesn't help holding one half and holding the other half. We're both holding a living animal. We're both holding a living shtar. It's only if the behemoth has a piece of zav on it, if it has a necklace or anything on it, which a saddle which has worth money, that saddle, whoever's holding it, gets the saddle. Because that saddle is not part of the chiyus habehemah. Therefore, it has a separate din. So this is what Tosis holds. That the part that's the chiyus of the shtar, you can't cut the shtar in half, just like you don't imagine the behema cut in half. Whatever is the chiyus of the shtar is totally in, that avada, the shtar is a living shtar, and nobody could say, I'm holding the kayach shtar that yours is paper bound. This man, which doesn't pass the shtar, that's the part that they could argue about. Yeah, but if it's man bal peh, it's not enough to manay mishubad. Only zman b'ksav. So therefore, the one who has the zman b'ksav, he's the one that has it.
The whole star itself is the whole star itself is kosher because of Eden. So
the koil is only on the star. The star has to have this man. Star without zman. Okay, now we learned the machlekes here between Rashi and Tosis, which seems to be a very small difference once you have Nachas David's Hesber and Rashi. Let's come back to yesterday's shach. The shach cleared a shaila yesterday. The shach is simin kuvav oisvav. The shach cleared the case of a shtar where the malvis teveya from the loiva bishtar, and the loiva says, I taka borrowed. He's maidi he borrowed. He's maidi is a kosher shtar. He's maidi he never paid. So there's no argument. Easy case. The Malva and Leiva both made that he still owes him the money. The Leiva says, I just don't have any money. Go take from my Mishubad, from Karka that I sold. So now they go to the Lekuchis and they want to be Maitzi from Lekuchis. So the Shach was done whether in such a case you have to be Mekayim Dishtar or not. Is it necessary to be Mekayim Dishtar? Or not? Should we say that since the loiv is moida, the shtar is a good shtar, it doesn't need kiyum, it can be moitzi from lekuchis? Or should we say, what do you mean? You can't be moitzi from lekuchis, then maybe it's mezuyif. So the shach brought b'shem the mabit. The mabit said that any time a loiv is moida, it's a kosher shtar. It's 100% a kosher shtar, and there are no pikpukim. The whole kayach, the taina mezuyif against the kayach shtar, is only the loivis kayach. Stam azay, stam shtar is kimishnechrei disu bebezdin. Stam shtar is automatically kosher. Azay zoktem habit. The shach disagreed, and the shach held that it's not so. That tanina, we taina for someone that a shtar is mezuyif, and who cares if the life is meida? The life is not the one losing here. The lakuchas are the ones losing, and since the lakuchas stand to lose, tanina mezuyif for lakuchas. So we taina for them that the shtar might be mezuyif, and therefore we're mechayev a kiyam hashtaris on the shtar. That's the shach shita. Shach holds as I vait that taninon for lekuchis that he I mentioned to you yesterday. He even says if the shtar is already has a hempik, we tain a mezuyif on the hempik too. You have to be mekayim the kiyum. Now, as the shach holds that there's a tainus mezuyif even when the loiva doesn't say mezuyif, and the The Mabit holds, no. Stam shtar is kosher. If a loy v'taynis b'zuyif, he taynis b'zuyif. Ktsai says that that's really the side of the machloikis Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi time is that the person holding the Edim has nothing. The person holding the Edim has nothing because there's no necessity for Kiyum. And cause of man, there's no necessity for Kiyum. So if you hold the Edim, there's garnished. Holding the Edim is nothing. Even though you're going to go now, I'm on from Lekuchis, it doesn't matter. Once the Shtar doesn't need Kiyum, it's Adolaiva. So finished. It's a kosher shtar. And the fact that you're going to Lekuchis, we don't say Tanina Lekuchis. Even though the Leiva could tie a Mezuyev. But if the Leiva didn't tie a Mezuyev, we don't tie a for Lekuchis Mezuyev. And that's why Rashi holds that the signature of the Edim is nothing because of the fact that ain't Tzarech Lekaimai. Well, Taisus is Chaylik. Could hold taka like the shach. That even if you don't need a kiyum, FLPK, it's the value of the Edom is still a value because for Lekuchis, the value of the Edom holding it still has a value. And therefore, Tosis goes with his own mahalach, which answers the kasha a different way. But in Rashi, it appears from Rashi, the pashtus of Rashi, like the Mabit, it appears from Rashi that Rashi's telling me that once you don't need a kiyum, the value of the Edim is nothing. Even though Rashi happens to be, Rashi's going with Shimon Gamliel, but even though Shimon Gamliel, if the loivet tain is mezuyif, you can tain a mezuyif. But once he doesn't tain a mezuyif, we don't tain a mezuyif for the kuchas. So the Rashi would appear to be like the Mabit. The Shach stims with Taisvis, not with Rashi. But the Shach says that lo yoradnu l'seif daite shal Rashi. The Ktsai says, rather, that he holds the Ikh is like Tosis anyway, so therefore the Ikh is like the Shach. But Al-Kapadim, he learns this Nakuda into Rashi. Alright, so this is Machlokes Rashi and Tosis on Pshat here in the Gemara. Bidmei, the Gemara now explains Bidmei on Yachloiku as well. Let's see. Yachloiku nami da amoron l'dmei. We say achloiku, it's also l'dmei. Delay time ahachi shemos and betalas achinami de paldi harsadua. So therefore, it must mean l'dmei, because otherwise, how do you split a talis? You cut a talis if you're ruining it. So tomorrow halay kasha the chazi l'ktanim. That doesn't mean our shirts. Our shirts you cut in half and not right l'ktanim. It means a talis, a cloak. It's right like Tanim. Hadam Rav Maisa Talis must have a schalk and achinami pagila harsadua. How? What are you going to do with a golden talis? Who are you going to give that to? Halaykashi the chazil bnei malachim. It's right. Vatanan shem rech magabi behem achinami pagila. You cut a behem in half harsadua. Mishlam etahira chazil abasser behem etahira you could cut in half el tamei harsadua el lidmei achinami lidmei. So the whole yachloiku of the Mishnah doesn't mean yachloiku literally. It means yachloiku lidmei. All right, so the Mishnah yachloiku means for the value. Frak the Marshal. Our Mishnah, what's the case of the Mishnah? What's the case of the talus? Two people walking in the street, they find the Metziah. The Gemara said, but that's not the only case of the Mishnah. What was the second case of the Mishnah? Huh? By? Echo from Emker. Remember, on that base we said, then why does the Mishnah say, why is it a double Lashon? It's coming to tell us that the Mishnah is talking in the case of Mekach from Emker as well. What's the case of Mekach from Emker? A long time ago. It's the case of Mekach from Emker. I sold it to two people. So what's the case now? There's a Meicher. The Meicher says, listen, this is a $100 talus. Both of them gave me money. He gave me $100, he gave me $100. One of them is entitled to get his $100 back, And one of them is entitled to get the talus. One of them says, you are masking to sell it to me, I get the talus. The other says, you're masking to sell it to me, I get the talus. What does Yachloiku mean there? What's the case of Yachloiku? Bidmei? Bidmei? How's Yachloiku Bidmei? Huh? What are they fighting over? Is $100 talus and $100 cash? Right? What are they fighting over? He wants the talus and he wants the talus. So how do you have a case of Yachloiku Bidmei? What's the case? Is Yachloiku Bidmei Amekach Umemker? Shtak Kasha. You can't say the Mishnah's talking Yachloiku Bidmei. If you can take the talus and sell it and give him $100 and him $100, then nobody won. What's Yachloiku? They want the talus. So Mashal brings that Tosis as the Kasha. I don't think the Tosis is here, but in the Tosis Arash, Taka the Yestis Kasha. And Taisus HaRosh answers that there could be a nafkamina if the talus went up in value from the time of the Mechira. Someone sold the talus, $100 talus. Now the talus is worth $150. See, he's saying, I bought the talus. He's saying, I bought the talus. Because each one wants the extra $50. In Cain, it makes sense. Now everything's good. Bidmei, Yachloiku Bidmei. He gets the extra $25. He gets the extra $25. Is good. But the Marshal says that that's a Shvera Teretz. Why? Because the Gemara and Dav Beis had a Tzrichasa. So why do I need the case of Mekach Umemkar and the case of Metzia? So what did it say? If we just say Mekach Umemkar, I would say, by Mekach Umemkar, each person could say, he's Mareheta. He says, I'm not making the other guy lose by taking the talus. He's Mareheta. I'm not making him lose. That's clearly not the case of the Tosis HaRosh, where it went up in value. It went up in value, and you take the talus, you are making the other person lose. So therefore, the Mashal doesn't like the Teretz of the Tosis HaRosh. Right. But now that they're fighting over it, now it's worth more.
If Dal's talking about when he's taking it, what he's thinking.
That's something they're coming from.
When he's taking it from the guy who's selling
it. Yeah, but the Tzrichasa has to make sense now that they're in Bezdin. Now they're in Bezdin. He's saying, I want the talus. He's saying, I want the talus. So, why? But he's entitled to $150. No, if he's the one the talus was sold to, I understand. But the Gemara Srichasa was that in the case of Mekach Umemkar, someone would lie because he figures I'm Mareheta and I'm not mafsid him. The person would lie because he figures I'm not mafsid him. But he is mafsid him. The other person, if I'm lying, the other person is entitled to more. Meaning he was Mareheta originally. And once he lied, he's stuck in his lie.
He figures it's not my fault that this guy's an action. He should have just taken the money on the next store and bought it there. He's losing money, it's not my problem, it's his
problem. But your problem, you shouldn't have been such action, you should have gone to the next store and bought it there. It doesn't fit into the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that that over there, a person is more likely to be Mareheta. So the Marshal says a different shot, which we're going to have to talk about Barichas soon. First, we'll finish the Marshal and the Marshal. Marshal says here a Chiddush. If you remember from Bava Basra, what's the din when you have two partners in a business or in a chatzar, and one partner says, let's split the shutfis. We had enough of the shutfis, let's split it. The other one says, no, I want to continue the shutfis. So you remember what the din is? Huh?
No,
it depends. We said, if it's yesh by kedei chaluka, if they have a field which is yesh by kedei chaluka, then one person can force the other one to split. If it's something that's ein by kedei chaluka, something that's not big enough to split, So there's a concept of good ayagud. Good ayagud means, is good ayagud? It means they bid each other out. Good ayagud means, let's say you and I are shutfim in a car. Okay. It happened. Two guys bought a car for the summer. They didn't think it would last past camp. And after summer was over, now they had a shuttle what to do with the car. So what do? You shutfim in a car. And I remember if everyone wanted the car, everyone wanted the money. I think they wanted the car. So what do? If you want to continue to shutfis, you can continue, but if not. So each person wants it. There's a din of good ayagud. Good ayagud means each side makes an offer. And they have to be prepared that if the other side accepts the offer, the other side will get it. In other words, typically, let's say it's a $500 car. So if one person will offer $250 for it, so the other person will pay $250. So they bid to a point where a person offers a price that he's willing to take it for that price or buy it for that price. In other words, he tells them, look, I'm willing to pay $300 for it. If you're willing to pay it, you get it. If I'm willing, I'll get it. If it's a price they're both willing, the price will go up to a point where one person will be willing to buy and the other person won't be willing to buy, and at that point, the buyer gets it. This is what you do when you have a shutfis. It's a din of good ayagud. Marshal says here a chiddush. We'll see soon why it's a chiddush. The Marshal says that in the din of Yachloiko, of our Mishnah, we give the two of them a din of shutfin in whatever they're fighting over. They have a din of shutfin. And we give them a din of good ayagud, which means that one person could bid against the other person. Now, what's going to happen by Mekach and Memkar? What's going to happen? There's $100 talus. The price didn't go up. It's $100 talus. Obviously, each side wants it. So the Meicher says, I sold it to one of you, and the other one, I'll give you back your cash. And they say, both of them say, I don't want the cash, I want the talus. So what's going to happen now, Bezdin passes Yachloikud. Which means you're entitled to half the talus, you're entitled to half the cash. So look to Marshal, what are you going to do with the talus? They'll do good ayagud. Each one will say, all right, I'll give you whatever it is. It's $100 talus. I have 50, you have 50. Who gets the talus? So one will offer 60 for it. Maybe the other one will offer 65 for it. And they'll end up with a price that's raised. The person will get the talus, will pay the extra few dollars in order, because he wants dafka the talus, not the cash. Zok de Marshal, that's the pshat yachloiku lidmei. That when they split the talus, or whatever it is they're fighting over, they split through good ayagud, which creates an increased value for the side that gets the cash. What? I'm talking about Mechomemke. I'm talking about Mechomemke, the same thing by Metzia, according to the Marshal. But by Metzia, Yachloiku Lidmei. You could just sell the talus. We're by Metzia?
Yeah.
See, by Metzia, we have no reason to say they want dafka the talus. Assumption is they want the value. It's a normal case. They sell the talus and they split the value. Yachloiku Lidmei. They have a behema. They sell the behema. They split the behema. The only case where the case by Taich is a case where they want dafka the chayfis is the case of Mekach HaMemka. So that's the whole case of Mekach HaMemka. You'll get your money back. No, I want the talus. In the case of Mekach HaMemka, they'll do a good ayagud. This is Shita Samarshal. It's how he explains the Gemara. And Agav, we see a chiddush in the Marshal, that he holds that we give them a din of shutfin in our Mishnah. And therefore the klalim of good ayagud apply. The Marshal is loynicha with this teretz. Not so clear why in Lomdis the Marsha is not Nicha. Marsha's Lashon. His Lashon is Kol HaPoiskim Kosu Gabi Mekach HaMemkar B'Pshitus T'Palgilu L'Talus U'Palgilu L'Dami. Is Marsha arguing in Lomdis? Again, the Marshal said you do good ayagud. So he says, he brings the Marshal, Akan Lashayne, he says, Ava, Kol ha-poiskim kosu gabi mekach ha-memka b'pshit is the palgi l'talis and palgi l'bidavu. So all the poiskim say, you split. I know, it seems that the Marsha argues in the Lomdis, and he holds you don't say good ayavim. He makes a diak in the paiskim. Why wouldn't you say do good ayagud? What's this verse of Masha? Masha seems to hold that you don't say good ayagud. You cut the talis in half. If they'll come to an agreement, if they come to an agreement. But one person can say, no, I want to split it in half. The other person says, I want good ayagud. He says, no, I want to cut the talis in half. Masha seems to say that you have to cut it in half, finished.
Maybe
each was on
the whole
thing. That's a
svara.
Yeah. Okay, so each was on the whole.
So Masha was holding each one on the half. Maybe Masha was holding each one on the whole thing. It's not
a shitfist. Every shitfist, each one has the whole thing.
Going.
I mean, a shitfist is only if each was holding the whole thing. If each one's on the half, so it's a shitfist. What's a svara not to say good or y'all good? There's no shitfist agreement between them. If there's a shitfist agreement, they choose to be shitfim, so then you can force me to go to yoga. It's a psak din of yachloiku. It's true. A shitfist bal karcha, I'm not mishub to go to yoga. So the Masha holds that it's not a din of shutfis at all. It's a din that I'm entitled to half the talis, you're entitled to half the talis. We just cut it in half. The Mashal holds, as it seems. The Mashal holds, it goes with klolei shutfis. And the only thing is, it comes back to kasha. Now the kasha comes, what's by mekach u'memka? How do you have bidmei? So Masha doesn't seem bothered. Masha says, you're right, mekach u'memka, you split it. Literally, and metziah is bidmei. It's see, you split bidmei, and the case of mekach u'memka, where you want the chayfet stafka, you cut it in half. Finish. Which case? What's the case there? Where did it start?
Where two people are selling a product for an investment.
We have to see why the case there is different. But that's not the cloud by typical shutfim.
That's why I said.
Okay, I understand. For his man. Okay.
But what are you going to do? Of course, Marshall, what are you going to do with something you can't split? 90% of things you can't split. Now, how many with half of them can you split?
A shirt you can't split. Most things you can't split. So most cases of mekach u'memka, according to the Masha, they'll have to agree, otherwise they have a right to split it. Masha is saying that in the case of mekach u'memka, I have a right to half it, to cut it in half.
I don't know. Neither of them want
half. Neither one half. So either they come to an agreement, if they come to an agreement, it's an agreement. But one person wants to action himself in and take half, you can take half. We're not benefiting them at all. That's the halacha. Halacha comes out yechleiko, and that's all. If they can't come to an agreement, they'll come to an agreement. It will be zeneh nev zalechas if you're going to ruin it. We can take a car and cut it in half. No. If both of them want to cut the car in half, so you do it in half. Let them. The question is, one wants good ayagud and one wants. So the good ayagud person, l'chayrik, should tell the other person, zeneh nev zalechas. All right, the Marshal holds that you apply the rule of good ayagud. The Marshal seems to hold you don't. Seems to hold. And b'zeh chalkin. Rav Moshe has an interesting ha'ara on this whole tumul, the Marshal and the Marshal. We have to get back to the issue of good ayagud, but just the Marshal's kasha, Rav Moshe has an interesting ha'ara. Rav Moshe says he doesn't understand what their problem is. The case of Talis in the Mishnah, the Gemara said, there's no problem, it's chazi l'ktanim. Like the case of Talis, the Gemara was fine that you cut it in half. The only kasha was from the case of Behema. All kashas in the case of behema. If you look in the Mishnah, it's meduyik. The Mishnah by talis, it said zayma kulishli, zayma kulishli, zayma ni mitzitzia, zayma ni mitzitzia. It said both cases. It said sai mitzitzia and sai nekach umemkar by talis. By behema, it wasn't that way. By behema, the lashna Mishnah is zayma kulishli, zayma kulishli, period. By behema, it didn't say zayma kulishli, zayma kulishli, zayma ni mitzitzia, it didn't say two cases. Which means that by behema, the Mishnah is taka only a case of mitzia. By talis, the Mishnah is saya case of mitzia and saya case of mekach umemkar. So, Dr. Moshe, there is no problem in the Mishnah. Because the case of the talis, you could zetzai, the talis you split, it's chazal k'tanim, you cut it in half by mekach umemkar. No problem. What's the whole hechruch of demei is the case of behema. But the case of behema is not a case of bekach umemkar. A case of behema is a case of mitzia. And by mitzia, there was no problem by mitzia. Of course it's been demei. You can't ask a kasha by mekach umemkar. Mekach umemkar, there's no, the case of behema doesn't come up. So it's very geschmack that by mekach umemkar, by talis, they cut it in half. By behema, that's not the case of the Mishnah. So therefore, the whole Marshal Marshal and Tosa Rosh's Kasha, L'chayre, doesn't start since the whole Echrich is from behema.
What's going to be the halach? What happens if I went into a store and I bought an animal and two people bought the same animal? What's the halach going
to be? So then it could be will it be B'dmei or not B'dmei? It's not Kasha. Marshal's Kasha only starts. The Gemara says, the Mishnah B'dmei, is it talking B'dmei? Bechomaki can't be talking B'dmei.
But that was the cash. There's no rayos per se from the Mishnah in the case of Rayos, but the point is, what is the Mitzvah?
So that would still come down to Machlokes and Mashal and Mashal.
That's the problem.
Ramesh only needs to answer the cash on the Mishnah. Mashal's phrase is a cash on the Mishnah, so that cash is it. Now this brings us to a question. How did you learn the Gemara? When the Gemara said on the top of Ches, Chazi l'ktanim. How did you learn that? Did you learn that's l'fi ha-emes? That you cut it in half and you just give it to ktanim? Or it's just v'matchik it, and then in the maskana it means l'dmei? You follow what I'm saying? The Gemara tut stadim. Either the Mishnah's talking l'dmei, or the Mishnah's talking literally, you cut it in half. So first the Gemara said, no, maybe it's talking literally. And it's chayz l'ktanim. Gemara said, no, behema is not chayz l'ktanim. After behema, after you did learn behema, the Mishnah is talking l'dmei. Does the mei go back on talis also?
Once
it's one part, it would be geschmack to say the whole Mishnah, no? What I'm asking you is, when the Gemara said Chazal l'ktanim, if you're like me, when I learned the Gemara, so what do you do with a talis? You cut it Chazal l'ktanim. I saw it as a daichik teretz. All right, well, that's an eye that way. The maskana, it's talking to demei. We'll leave it by demei. We'll say it all mishnah is by demei.
Maybe either way.
Or maybe not. Maybe taka Chazal l'ktanim means Chazal l'ktanim.
Is it either way? Maybe you could cut it half. Wait,
I'll be in big nafkamina. What happens if you have the two people fighting over the talis? One says, cut it in half, I have a little boy. And the other one says, I don't have a little boy. I'd rather you sell it.
Cut it in half.
So you cut it in half or you sell it?
That's the day. The only time you sell it is if you can't cut it in half. The din is supposed to be yachloi. Because we're talking about the item. We can't go, can't walk in there and say, oh, you know what? You found this item, let's sell it. If you can cut it in half, then it retains the value and you don't lose anything.
Is that true? Is that the way you learn according to the Maskana? Our Maskana is B'dmei. If you take a Mishnayis, Yachloiku, Mefarshim Mishnayis also Yachloiku, B'dmei. What happens if you could cut it in half? It's a talis that you could cut into two ketanim talis. What do you do? Maskana Sagamara is not so clear. Now, let's just think for a minute. If I'm cutting it in half, let's say a talis costs $100. You cut it in half and you get $250 talisim, so there's nothing to talk about. Right? There's nothing wrong. You cut it in half, it's exactly the same. There's nothing to fight about, right? Now, if Gemino B, if it's $100 talis, and if you cut it in half, you get $245 talis.
Then you
can't. Do you cut it in half?
Then you can't. That's
why?
What difference does it make if I render it worthless or I render it less? The point is, if I could cut it in half and it retains the full value, I say, yeah, cut it in half. But once you're going to lose in the process, so why do you cut it in half?
Because one person wants half the talis. He's entitled to half the talis.
But you caused me a loss by doing it. I'm entitled to $50. I'm entitled to half the talis.
Are you entitled to half the talis or to $50?
$50 buys both talis.
Half the talis. I'm giving you half the talis.
So half the talis is the value of 50. You ruined it for me.
So take $50.
So our Shaila is...
I'll press it up and you threw it in the garbage. You made it less. You can't make my half less.
I don't care about your half. I'm entitled to half a talis. I want my half a talis.
By you getting that, it's going to ruin the talis. You don't do that like or ruin the business. I walk in there trying to lose the talis.
Why don't you sell the talis and give some more expensive talis? Sell it and then divide the money and buy some $50 talis instead of taking everybody's money.
It's a hassle. I don't want it. For $5, I'll cut it in half.
No? Cut it in half. Huh? If it gets divided and loses some of its value, total value, should it be considered chazir l'katan? Everything. Most things, even animals, can be divided in half and still have value.
So there has to be some point where it's ridiculous to cut it in half. To take a live animal and cut it down the middle, ridiculous. It becomes worth pennies. I'll tell you what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Lamed Ches, the Din of our Mishnah. The Sma says, in Sivkot Yud Beis, that if by cutting it in half, you mafsid even a teeny amount, even if you mafsid a pruta by cutting it in half, you don't cut it in half. In other words, the Sva holds that lidmei is a maskana. That what we said chayzi l'ktanim was only a daichik in the beginning, but l'fi ha'emes, we don't cut it in half. We sell it l'dmei. Anytime cutting in half will cause a hefsid of even one pruta, even if it's mafsid k'tzas, you don't cut it in half.
So there's a hefsid. The Sma
said that if cutting it in half would make a hefsid, that's what the Sma says.
So what's the right word? So maybe the case of time, it's no hefsid at all. It's worth $50 or whatever. It's worth the same amount.
Okay. Fine, it could be that you can learn the Gemara, that Lektan and the Gemara held is exactly the same. But the point is that the word L'dmei in the Maskana is the Halacha for the whole Mishnah. Everything goes according to D'mei, and if the value goes down at all, then not. However, the Nesivis, the Sivkot and Vav, holds, I think he brings the Trumas Hadeshin, and he says that you cut it in half even if it loses some of the value. Ad chaymish. Until it loses 20% of its value, you would still cut it in half. Now, there has to be a certain amount, because the Gemara said, behemoth tmei, you don't cut it in half. So he brings a Chumash Hadeshin that it goes ad chaymish. But if there's a small hefsid, then you still cut it in half. What's the svar? Why the number is exactly a chaimish? I can't put my finger on. That's by Einoa, you know that shtus, which is really a chaimish, or shtus mulbar, which is a chaimish mulgav, is a share of hefsid. But it appears the Nesivis holds that this goes through with dine shutfis. The Nesivis seems to hold that we work here with Dine Shutfim, because by Shutfim it's the same din. Shutfim will have a field. If you have one field that's 2 acres large, and you have a field that's 1 acre large, two 1 acre fields, you all know a 2 acre field is worth more. We know that from the din of Bar Metzra. That when you have 2 1 acre fields together, it becomes 1 2 acre field that has a greater value. than separate 1 acre fields. And yet, the halacha is by shutfim, that shutfim could force their shutif to split, as long as there's a kedei chalukah, as long as it's usable when it's split, a shutif could force a shutif to split. If you have two shutfim in a talus, and you cut it in half, and there's a hefset of a small amount of money, one shutif could force the other shutif to split it. Kol sheyecholek v'shmoy olav, anything which if you cut it in half, shmoy olav, it retains its name, you could force, if two shutfim have a talus, but cutting in half, it becomes two cut in talaisin, you could force them to split. It seems that the Nesivis holds that the dine chalukah of our Mishnah are dine shutfis. And just like shutfim could force a split, as long as it's usable each half, the same thing here, you could force a split as long as it's usable each half. The what? I would assume that there's a chaimish. There's a certain level of hefsid. What the level is, I'm not sure. But there's certainly a parallel, whatever the number is. The Sma, on the other hand, seems to hold that this is a din of Yachlaiku, which we don't learn out of Dinei Shutfim. It's a din of Yachlaiku Bidmei. It's a psak bezn of Yachlaiku, we call it Yachlaiku Bidmei. And they split Bidmei and finished. And you're cutting in half, the whole idea of cutting something in half, is meshubit to the rules of demei. The rule is yachlaiku b'demei, finished. And whatever chaluka you have is meshubit to the rules of b'demei. And the marsha and the sma holds that that's the maskana sagamar. It seems, at least at first glance, that the nesivis and the marshal had a similar mahalach. By applying dine shutfis here, by allowing a forced chalukah through gura yagud, in a case where it's a mecholek eshmay alav, or by allowing a chalukah and it is a hefset, they seem to apply dine shutfis. Marshal and Nesivis are going with a similar approach, and just like the marshal disagrees with the marshal because stima sapayskin just says yachlaiku. The same thing, the Sma disagrees with Nesivis, because Stima Sapaiskim just says Yachlaiku. But it appears that there's a Machshaila here in the Maskonas HaGemara, when we finished, we're all done with the Mishnah. Everything's finished. You learn the Mishnayis. And you learn the Mishnah with the Pirush Mishnayis, it says Yachlaiku. If you look at every Mefayrish in the Mishnayis, it says the word B'dmei. There seems to be a Machlaikis here, what the Hagdorah of Bidmei is, what it means, Yachloiku Bidmei. Now, of course, if the talus will get ruined, there's no machloikis. In most cases, there's no machloikis. You sell it, you split the money. However, in these cases, in the case of the Sma, where by cutting in half you lose a little bit of value, then the Sivis holds you cut it in half. Because Dmei is not an absolute rule. There's Shutfim in the Chayfetz. There's Shutfim in the physical Chayfetz. And Bidmei is only to the degree that Shutfim are Bidmei. And the Sma holds, no, the Sma holds, B'dmei k'shmai kein hu. Our Mishnah is purely a din of Dmei. You can only tell a person cut it in half if there's zero loss. Any loss, no. Maskana, the way the Sma learned the Mishnah, and certainly the way the Marshal learned the Mishnah, B'dmei is a Maskana. Every case of the Mishnah is talking about Dmei, and there's no din of Shnei Ma'izin of anything else. A whole din Yachloiku is value, and there's no other din of Yachlaiku. So this seems to be the machlaikis in the maskana, whether the person holding half the talis is entitled taka to half a chelak at a talis or not. Seems to be the machlaikis in the maskana. The bottom taisus of Yachlaiku, now here we're talking about talisim, we're not talking about shtaris. Very. Taisus makes problems here. It would have been a very easy, quick Gemara if not for this Taisus. You going to Taisus yet? Look at the first line of Taisus. How do you split a shtar? Between a malva and a loiva. If anybody here would have said what Taisus said, I wouldn't have spent time on it. How do you split? The shtar says, you owe me $200. Yachloiku. So pay me $100. No, isn't that the way everyone would say? You owe me $200, we're holding a shtar, so pay me $100. So Taisus says, not that way. Ein chalken es achayv kamay shakasa b'shtar, ela kamay sheshava lay limkar mizei yifra hachatzi. Listen to what Taisa is saying. Huh? Market value. Who's going to make a killing on this Taisus? Who gains by this Taisus? The Malvad or Leiva? Figure it out. The Leiva is going to do well. And not only that, the more an action the Leiva is, tougher a guy he is, the more he's going to make. And if he announces, I'm not paying the shtar, you're going to have to straw drag me through courts to get the shtar. So now the shtar is going to have very little to sell.
Once he sells it, he has to pay, no?
Yeah, once
he sells it. Of course he has to pay, but so the buyer... Right, let me just explain. I don't want to leave anybody behind. One second. We have here a shtar. You're the loiva, I'm the malva. The shtar says, you owe me $200. Shnei ma duke b'shtar. Ben says, yach loiva. So I would have thought, give me $100. That's what I would have thought. So Tai says, no. That's not what we do. We take the shtar. And we go out to the market. There's a market for bonds. There's a market for chayvis. How much could you sell a $200 chayv for? You don't get $200. No one's going to pay you $200 chayv. So there's a market. What does the market depend on? Depends on how reliable the loiva is. Let's say this shtar, the market is $150. So here we are, shnayim adukim b'shtar. I'm holding one end of the shtar, you're holding another end of the shtar. We're fighting over it. Bez says, yachlaiku. So the halacha is, you pay me $75. Because the shtar in the market is worth $150. So you're going to pay me $75. Is that logical? I lent you $200. Everyone's my dad lent it to you. We're arguing if you paid me or not. We're holding a shtar. I'm holding one end. You're holding one end. And yachlaiku. So I'm thinking, yachlaiku, I'll get at least half the money. I'll get $100. So Tais says, no, you don't get $100. You're not fighting over a chayv, you're fighting over a shtar. How much is the shtar worth in court, in the market? It's worth 150. All I get is 75. Anybody have a problem with that? Any problems? Getting 75, it goes against the grain. I mean, chayv could be
May.
Is that true?
Well, what
would the Marshal say about this Taisus? If I said good or you're good, how much would the Malva pay for the shtar? Is that true? Normally the Malva will be willing to just tell me, either you give me $100 or I'll give you $100. I'll give you, either you give me $100 for the shtar and then you owe me nothing. Or else, I'll give you $100, you won't have to hand him $100. He'll just be metal. It's a $200 shtar. Malva wants $200, but Bezdin Paskin Yach Laiku. He knows he's not going to get $200. So Bezdin's telling him he's going to get $75. Is he going to do that? There are two stars. Well, the Malva will give him a receipt for half of it, and he'll get the shtar. Who? The Leiva has to pay. Right. Right, so the Malva gives him a shaver. The Malva tells him, here's a receipt for $100, and you give me the $200 shtar. And now you owe me $100.
And then what does he do? He turns around and says,
pay me the $100. This Taisa seems to be a tiyufta on the whole Marshal. Marshal says anything in this Taisus? Yeah, but the logic of the Marshal is that we go to with the dinim of Shutfim. So by Shutfim, you can't force me to sell it in the marketplace if I'm willing to buy it.
But we don't do that in the case of Mitzia. We only said we do it by Mitzia. By Mitzia had no issues. By Mitzia, it was found. Therefore, it was the value of it that we're concerned about, not the item. And therefore, we're going to have like, we don't make a distinction. What happens if, let's say, the guy says, I found it and I want this item? Mm-hmm. We don't make a distinction like that. It doesn't make such a distinction. By Mitzia, the din is, you sell it, you split it. But by case of that,
I'll tell you what. The Nesivis, in Simon Samachay, Ois Chafay, says it Heretz, in this kasha that I'm asking. I'm sorry, it's Chavdalad, I'm sorry. It's a short nesivis. It's not hard to understand what he's saying, but I think to understand the svar of what he's saying is a little difficult. Nesivis says a pshat in Taisvis, and we'll come back to it tomorrow. And we'll see. We'll talk about it.